Hello out there, welcome to your Next Mission Video Podcast. If you're thinking about transitioning from the military to civilian life, you're going to want to watch today's show for two reasons. First, because a company near and dear to us is ramping up their efforts to hire veterans and military spouses. And second, because you can learn a lot from a successful transition from our guest. You're going to want to stay here and see what he has to say. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always, with additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. Together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week, we love them too. Today, we're gonna learn about USAA's plan to hire more veterans and military spouses and about how our guests have successful transition from the Army to civilian life and what others might learn from it. And I'm excited to introduce CSM retired Robert Cobb, Army Relationship Director of Military Affairs at USAA. Hoo-ah! Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, SMA.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on the show. I was all pumped up. I'm all excited. And before we get started, how about telling the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm from a small town in South Carolina, Bethune, South Carolina. Grew up in, you know, a small town boy and wanted to join the Army and continue a family tradition. Most of my family served. So I joined in 93 and, you know, rose up through the ranks most of my time right there at good old Fort Bragg, North Carolina in 82nd. And when I couldn't get promoted there anymore, the Army made me go out and do bigger and better things across the force, right? So, you know, I was very fortunate enough to be the first Armored Division Sergeant Major out at Fort Bliss, Texas. And then we went on to be the 8th Army CSM there in Korea. And spanned a 31-year career and culminated there where I had an opportunity to continue to serve, but we had an opportunity to present itself, and we wanted to go for it.
Well, you know, Sam, everybody that had 30, you had 31 years, I had 36, I always say quitter. So I don't take that personal. Right. And I also served in the 1st Armored Division. What a great division that was, and or still is. That's for doggone sure. Hey, when you started at USA, when did you start at USA, and what made that the best fit for you in the, you know, your next phase of life as civilian life?
So, like I said, you know, I had the opportunity to continue to serve in the Army, but I had an opportunity to present itself to me. We have a course called the Nominative Transition Course. It's for nominative sergeant majors that are getting ready to retire, or maybe come up on the end of their tour, about a year out from their current assignment. They go to that just to be prepared in case you don't get another assignment. And I attended that. And Bob Winsory, a former 8th Army USFK sergeant major, worked for USAA, and he sponsored that course. And we had a conversation. I told him I was going to continue to serve. About a couple months later, he called me and said, "Hey, Rob, I'm going to retire, and I think you'd be an excellent fit for the program here at USAA and the Military Affairs Department." So we had that conversation, and after having that conversation, USAA's values and really what they're trying to do is become the number one provider for our soldiers and families to help them secure their financial future. I really felt an alignment with them and felt it would be a good step for my next career if I was given the opportunity to serve in that capacity. So I pursued it, and I've been there about a year and a half now. And from day one, when I walked into the new employee onboarding, the first thing they put on the board was the mission, right? And that mission, like I said before, is be the number one provider for our soldiers and families to provide their financial security. And then they threw their values up there, and they closely aligned with all of our service values. And I knew I'd made the right choice just from their focus on our members, just like we focus on our soldiers and our families. So I knew I'd made the right choice when I set a new employee onboarding.
Yeah, a lot of people really struggle sometimes trying to find out where they fit in, because I know we had a lot of guests on the show and they talk about finding their tribe, finding where they fit in, and you know, just being comfortable about what they're doing. And you're real lucky, you're very fortunate. We're going to talk about it in a little while. In fact, I want to come back to that, your transition. But first, I'd like to hear about what you're working on at USA. Last time we talked, you said there's a lot of things that are going on. So what are you working on?
Yeah, so we're working on, as far as hiring veterans and spouses. Right now, you know, we're around 37,000 total employees. About 23.8% of that are veterans or spouses. In 2025, we're trying to raise that to 25%. Our new CEO, Juan Andrade, he really wants to go above and beyond that, but that's the target on the wall. He's really energized about this. So a few initiatives we have on the slate right now is that, you know, we partner with our Hiring Our Heroes fellowships. That's one way we get veterans and spouses in. We also partner with 4Block to help those soldiers and families and service members, not just soldiers, but all service members and spouses going through that transition when they're getting out, whether it be 4 years or, you know, 30 years or plus like ourselves. We want to help in that transition, providing those resources. I encourage everyone to go to the USAA Forward Facing page, where if you're a member or not, and if you're a veteran and you're getting ready to transition, we have some tools on that website that will help you take your military skills and convert them into civilian skills. So that translator, or that calculator, you want to call it, is on the website. And we're also currently developing what we're calling a transition ecosystem. You can think of it as a one-stop shop for resources. And that's what we're currently in the stages of developing and hoping to go hot with that sometime this year. And that will be on our forward-facing pages because we owe that. We know we've been doing this for 103 years at USAA, and we owe that to our members and their spouses when they're going through that transition to provide them as much help as we possibly can. When I leave here, I'm currently in Hawaii on vacation, but when I leave here, I'm going to go to Fort Bliss for a transition seminar and a hiring fair that we sponsor. So we really are bought all in and helping our veterans transition and find meaningful employment, whether it's with us or someone else.
Yeah. Would you throw in the Hawaii part to make me feel bad about it? Because you did a pretty good job.
I'll do anything for you to get your message up there, no matter where I'm at.
No, I got you. Hey, look here. One of the other things you do, and I see it all the time, you really market a lot. You tell people about USA, what's going on. I mean, you're just not going out and talking to them. You're showing them exactly what you're doing to help them have a better life. You're doing a lot of marketing and stuff, because I see you guys doing stuff all over.
Yeah, our local reps are out and about on all of our military installations, whether it be Army or all of our sister services. They're out and about. We've got about 35 field reps that are out there engaged with our soldiers and families every single day. You know, sponsoring things like MWR events, BOSS events, so our single soldiers can get out and really enjoy their community and where they live and where they work. We sponsor those events. We're the premier sponsor for the Army birthday this year and have been for the last several years. So, we got a 250 coming up. It's a big deal. And we're the premier sponsor for that up in D.C. this year. And we're very proud of that, to get out there and engage with our service members and families. And we try to meet them where they are. Because like military affairs, I served 31 years, but all of my counterparts served longer than that. So we really know what it means to serve. We know what it means to wear the uniform. And we know where those critical needs are. And that's one of the missions of military affairs, is to engage with our lines of businesses within USAA to help develop products that we know our service members and families really need.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. It's 250 years. I think I've been around for 250 years. So. Hey, we need to take
make a good dent in an SMA. There we go.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to hear about how your transition went from, you know, the military to civilian life. I think it'd be interesting for our audience to hear that, because obviously it went well for you. So don't go anywhere. I know you're not. I'll be right back. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with CSM retired Robert Cobb, Army Relationship Director for Military Affairs at USAA. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of, or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or the home donation button to support the work we're doing. We appreciate your support. Sergeant Major, you were the Command Sergeant Major for the 8th Army in South Korea when you retired from the Army, and I'm proud of that. I've seen you over there a couple times. When did you start your planning for transition?
So I'm a good soldier. So I did exactly what the Army told me to do, right? So they gave me 24 months. They said 24 months, you could drop your retirement packet and you know, you could start getting ready. I didn't drop my retirement packet 24 months out. It was about a year out. But I started that planning about 24 months out. You know, I was lucky to have phenomenal mentors while I was in, and I just really took their advice and heeded what they had to say. So I started my medical preparation, getting all my medical stuff together and all my ducks in a row when that came. And then networking. You know, networking is not something you do 24 months out. Networking is something that you have to put, you know, years of time and effort into and building those meaningful relationships. You know, I try to tell, you know, our sergeant majors or folks that are transitioning out, don't start that networking, you know, 6 months or 12 months out. It's just not enough time. You're not going to have enough time to do that. Really start networking right now. I don't even care if your retirement is 5-6 years down the road. Start building that network and getting that together. And they're really focusing on making sure you got your education lined up and ready to go, and you're completing those degrees, because they really are helpful when you go to transition out. And then start to focus on what do you want to do. I know that's very difficult when you talk to folks who are transitioning out of the Army. I've done this for a very long time, especially. Sometimes we just don't want to know what we want to do when we grow up, right? And have to get out of the Army and get another job or start another career. But, you know, try to dial that in as much as you can, and then start making the connection with those folks within that industry or whenever or what you want to do as a small business or whatever. Start making those connections and building those relationships, and take the time to take care of yourself and your family while you're on the way out the door. And those are conversations you're going to have with your family too, right? You know, where does your spouse want to settle down at? Where are the kids going to school at? All that plays a part into it. And you've got to sit down and have those conversations and take care of yourself and make that time, or take the time to do that as you transition out.
Yeah, a lot of great advice there. And I think you're right about networking. It really starts when you come in the Army. It goes all the way through the Army. And you'd be surprised to tell people, a Sergeant E5 that got out maybe with 5 or 6 years in the service may be the owner of a company that you get hired for when you get out of the service. So making those relationships and those contacts is important. And I also like the fact, and you're right on target, when you talk about 2 years out, make sure you start that process and start getting ready, because all of a sudden you gotta get out. Hey, did you have any mentors or anybody that helped you out before you was getting out of service? I've talked to some people.
I did. So I had a lot of sergeant majors that were in the industry, right? Mike Turner was one of them, right? We stayed in touch throughout the years. When I got ready to transition out, he just gave me some really good advice. And then, you know, luckily or fortunately, Joe Ganey is my uncle, right? So I had somebody to lean on right there, and he gave me some really good advice. John Troxell, we've known each other forever. And then I remember having a conversation with you when I was
getting worried. Yeah. You wouldn't go to use my name, but go ahead.
No, I remember having that conversation with you when we were talking about what I was going to do and so forth and so on. And I just really heeded that advice, right? Because those mentors and you guys had been through this and you've done it, and you're, you know, positive role models for us transitioning out on how you conduct yourself. You still conduct yourself and you go out and you still continue to give back. That's who I really wanted to talk to, is folks that were out there in the industry or on their own business or whatever, but they still gave back to our military because it's given us so much. So, you know, how can we still have those touch points where we give back? And in this current job, I get to see the best of the best because I sponsor all these competitions, the best squad competition, best medic, best sapper, best ranger, all of these great competitions around the Army. I get to sponsor and I get to see our young men and women and just the great things that are doing. And those who've came behind us and filled our leadership roles after we left, they're still doing phenomenal things. And it's just so great to see them continue to do that and to help support them the way we can.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there that struggle. And I think the people that struggle is because they don't ask for help. They don't ask for advice. They're not looking for mentors. They're not looking for anybody that can sort of help them up just a little bit. And those are the ones I'm really concerned about. I tell you the other people I really concerned about, somebody that spent maybe 3, 4, 5 years in the service, because the majority of people don't retire. I don't know what the percentage is. But, you know, it's probably pretty small as far as retirees. But there's a lot of people that have one tour in the military, maybe two, and then they get out of the service. And sometimes they struggle for a long time. And then the other thing I thought that it was really important is getting your education prior to ever getting out of service. Make sure you get a four-year degree or a master's degree or whatever. It sort of opens more doors for you and helps you prepare yourself. And then the last thing you said, you're absolutely right, is make sure your spouse is involved in that process.
Right.
Go ahead.
Our young soldiers have a lot of opportunities available to them through the TAP program and the career skills programs. If any of them are watching, I just tell you, you really need to dig into that and take advantage of this career skills program. We had a phenomenal one there at Fort Bliss. I think there were 14 different companies that were involved in those career skill programs there at Fort Bliss. To be a part of that program, you have to give a guaranteed job offer if those young men and women complete the program and are successful. And it just steers you in the right direction and just help ease some of that worry and financial burden on the backside if you can secure that employment before you even step out of uniform. So I just really encourage them to look at those career skill programs, really pay attention to your transition assistance program when you're going through there. And then, like you said, get mentors and reach out. Don't suffer in silence. People have been there, done that, right? And they know how to do it the right way. So just reach out and get that advice. I always give people my email and phone number. You know, I run into sergeant majors, and I don't care what I'm doing. If someone calls me there, it's transitioning, I stop what I'm doing, and we set up some time so we can talk and have a conversation, because it's important that we help our service members transition successfully.
Well, the other thing is, I've always told people, I get around, if I help somebody, I say, hey, do me a favor, help three people, help four people, right. Help one person. If we all help each other, then certainly make life a lot better for a lot of people. Hey, we need to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to hear about the nonprofit you're involved with, Life Skills for Soldiers. So stick around. I know you're not going anywhere. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word for one more of the organizations that help make this show possible.
Thank you.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with CSM retired Robert Cobb, Army Relationship Director with Military Affairs at USAA. Remember, this is your show. We know there are so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, I've said it many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Sergeant Major, you're on a board of a program called Life Skills for Soldiers. What does that organization do?
Yeah, so Life Skills for Soldiers, you know, I was fortunate enough to get asked to sit on the board. And what we do is we basically do a train-the-trainer type situation with young leaders and organizations to teach them financial responsibility. And then in turn, train their junior leaders on those same techniques just to help our young service members become more financially responsible and more intelligent when they go to make those financial decisions, whether it be buy a car, buy your first, your home with your investments. And we know when soldiers are more financially secure, they work harder, they work better. They don't have the problems at work they may have if they're worrying about their finances on the backside of it there. So we've partnered at the company and battalion level is where we're doing these train-the-trainer type classes at. And we're looking to expand that and to make it and grow even larger. And we've seen some pretty good success rates with the organizations that have gone through the training and then implemented it, with the soldiers being more financially secure with their investments and being smarter when they go to make those big purchases. So we're pretty excited about the work we've been doing, and we look to further that work in the months and years to come.
This is years ago. I've been out of the Army over 20 years now, but I remember I was not financially stable till I was a sergeant first class and my wife was working at the same time. I mean, I just couldn't make it. I mean, I lived month to month, and it got a little bit better as I got older and got more senior in the military. So that's some great stuff that you're doing. Hey, first of all, this has been a great discussion. Any final thoughts, maybe something you missed or you want to reemphasize to the audience that's listening today or are watching us today?
No, I would just say that, I'm very blessed and very fortunate to have the job that I have or career that I have with USAA and working in military affairs as the Army Service Director, Army Relationship Director, still giving the back to our young men and women and helping our members. And I just encourage everyone, if you're in that transition process, go to the forward-facing page of USAA. There's a career tab on there. You can fill out your profile. You can upload your resume. You can sign up for job alerts because we really want to help you in your transition stage and help you get through that and help you be financially secure. And, of course, our array of other products and services that we provide. I would encourage you to go check those out just to see how we can help you while you're in and through those milestones throughout your career and until you hit that transition point. And then we pick it up and go on from there to help you out. And I just really thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on here today and share our story or my story and get the word out on we're here to help with your transition. I'm here to help anyone that I can personally. If you contact me, I'll sit down with anyone and talk through how I did it and maybe give you some best practices that I've seen others do. It worked out really well. And just fortunate enough to be on your show and just appreciate all the work you're continuing to do for our young service members and families, SMA.
Well, I appreciate it. I tell people all the time, we're all part of a family. The only problem is I'm not going to give you any money now, but we're all part of a family.
I know, I've asked.
Well, hey, look here, but the one thing about it, it doesn't matter if I haven't seen somebody for 20 years and I pick the phone up and call them, it's like I talked to them yesterday. And we help each other out as much as we can. So you got to just keep helping and doing all you can. And it's the little things in life sometimes that are so important. And I know that USA is doing a tremendous job, and you're doing a great job, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Hey, thanks again for being with us, and thanks again for USA being a presenting sponsor. We absolutely couldn't get this done without them, and it's just one of the many things that USA does to help our military community. So again, thanks. I really appreciate it. And tell the guys at USA, keep up the good work. We're right behind them.
We'll do, SMA.
All right. God bless. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again to CSM retired Robert Cobb for being with us today. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on our website, yournextmission.org, and leave me a review. I always say I hope it's a good one, but give us an honest assessment. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcasts. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Sergeant Major Cobb for joining us. And I'm going to tell you something. Anytime that I can talk to a non-commissioned officer, I can talk to USAA, people that truly care about what they're doing to help our military community. You see, they're out there, they're going to make some money, they're going to do some stuff, but guess what? They care about you. They want to make a difference in your life. And Sergeant Major Cobb wants to make a difference each and every day of his life. So if you get a chance, go to the website at USA, look at what they're doing, and see if you can support the things they are doing to help our veteran community. Again, thanks for watching. Thanks to Newmind Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.